burrowing pest in tree nut orchards. They can cause a lot of problems, but there are solutions. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Roger Baldwin is a UCANR Extension Specialist on wildlife conflict resolution. He describes a new control strategy that's now approved.
As of a few years ago, we now also have the legalization of carbon monoxide producing machines here in the state, or pressurized exhaust machines, they're sometimes referred to as. There's four commercial products that I'm aware of. There's the PERC machine, which has been around the longest and is the one that we've done the most testing on. There's the cheetah rodent control machine, the Burrow RX, and the CO Jack. But these are all devices that are designed to inject pressurized exhaust or carbon monoxide into burrow systems.
Baldwin says they have done some testing on them.
They work pretty well. For gophers, we've seen about 60 to 65% efficacy overall, so relatively good. It's not as good as some other tools out there, but it's still relatively effective. And if we're talking about something like the PERC machine, if there's multiple hoses and probes that come off of these devices, that means you can treat multiple burrow systems at once. So you can move through areas more rapidly if you're utilizing a device like this, as opposed to hand baiting or applying aluminum phosphide as a burrow fumigant or trapping or something along those lines.
That's Tim Baldwin with UCANR helping growers with vertebrate pests in orchards. Thanks for listening. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.